Okay, good evening, everyone. I've been getting a lot of questions recently about the bracha of Birchas Ilanos, which is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Chavav. So it was suggested to me that if there's other topics that are nogeya, even if it's not directly connected to halachos of tefillah, that perhaps it should be brought up, like we discussed some halachos of Sfira last week. So what I'd like to do tonight, Be'ez Hashem, is discuss some basic halachos about the Birchas Ilanos, the bracha that we make on a tree that blossoms. And we'll be able to finish everything we need to do about that tonight, and then Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow night. And the halacha is that when we see a fruit tree blossoming, we say a special bracha. And that bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shelechiser Be'olam Klum, or Davar. There's different texts that Hashem, there's nothing lacking in this world. Uvar Avoy B'riyos Tovos, and Hashem created in the world good creations, V'ilanos Tovos, and nice trees, V'hanos Behem B'nei Adam, for people to get pleasure from them, to gain from them. And this is a bracha praising Hashem for the beautiful tree and for the fact that Hashem provides us with delicious fruit. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's mainly because that's a luxury to have fruit. It's extra. That's why there's no bracha by seeds such as wheat and barley, because those are basically a necessity. Also, he says vegetables are more basic than a fruit tree, and the fact that we have fruit is a luxury that Hashem blessed us with, that we could enjoy, to have an enjoyable fruit, even though we really didn't necessarily need them. And the Mekubalim say tremendous things about this bracha. They say the Nitzotzei Kedusha, the sparks of Kedusha, and they have different hakpadas about where the tree is and how many, very deep stuff about this bracha of Ilanos Tovos. And the Ben Ish Chai says that when we say B'riyos Tovos, it's really the neshamos of the people no longer alive that daven for us when we make this bracha. And we also help those neshamos, those souls of the people that are not alive. So it's a very good idea to say this bracha on the trees, the Birchas Ilanos. A person is not obligated to go look for such a tree, because all these extra things are just Kabbalah. But if a person does see such a tree, then min hadin, then he has to make that bracha. And the men really should go look for such a tree. Girls also can go look for a tree if they want, and it's definitely very recommendable. Again, we said there's very deep inyanim over here, and many say that really girls are chayiv if they bump into such a tree, because it's not considered a zman grama. It doesn't come at a set time, because it's just based on the nature, it's just based on the facts of the way that it grows and happens to be at this time. But even if you're not obligated to go look for such a tree, but if it isn't, it definitely is a nice mitzvah to try to accomplish, to have once a year that you can say this bracha. So now the Gemara's lashon in brachos and the Shulchan Aruch is b'yemei Nisan, in the days of the month of Nisan. So there's a great discussion if this means only in the month of Nisan, which by now is over already for this year, or is it lav dafka and it's just the usual time, but a person can make the bracha in the month of Iyar as well. So this place came to each side. So the best is definitely to do it in the month of Nisan. But Rabbi Vadi Yosef says that if a person did not do it in the month of Nisan, then they still can make the bracha in the month of Iyar. And there are plenty of other Paiskim like that that say that if you didn't do it in the month of Iyar, you can definitely do it in the month. If you didn't do it in the month of Nisan, you can still do it in the month of Iyar. But only when the tree is blossoming, not once the fruit is already full and ready to eat. So anyways, it's worth it to do it as soon as possible. But as long as you still see the fruit, but it's not a full fruit, then you can still say this bracha. For places like South America and South Africa and Australia, that it's not during Nisan, but what's the spring over there, which is the month of Tishrei, then for sure, you don't do it in the month of Nisan, but the bracha is only once a year. So if you do it in Nisan over here, or Iyar over here, and then you go on vacation to one of those places, and they're doing it over there, then you don't say it with them, because you only say it once a year. If you are passing in a car, then you can say it as long as it's still toch kedei dibur, which is 2 or 3 seconds from when you see it. It's pretty hard to do if you're passing in the car, and you know for a fact you saw it. So then quickly, fine, you're allowed to say the bracha. Hopefully you'll know it by heart, and you'll say the bracha at that point. What about on Shabbos? I remember one year people were discussing, and someone said, oh, are you allowed to make this bracha on Shabbos? And the other person answered, yeah, why not? So the truth is that Maker Adin, really, it is mutter to be said on Shabbos. There are many Paiskim that say that. I saw also that Rabbi Yashiv says that and Rabbi Belsky says that, that you are allowed to say such a bracha on Shabbos. But there are those that say that you should not, either for Kabbalah reasons, like we said before, the Mekubalim are into this bracha very much, or because you are afraid that we're afraid that a person may pick a flower or a fruit off of the tree because you want to smell it, you want to smell the flower, or because a person may come to carry a sitter if they don't know the bracha by heart, and even if a person is in the neighborhood of an Erev, but we make such a gzera across. But again, really, we don't have to worry about this. There are plenty of Paiskim that say you could do it on Shabbos. So therefore, if you could do it on a weekday, it's better. But if your only chance to do it is on Shabbos, then you can do it on Shabbos. Or if you know for yourself that the only time you're going to do it is on Shabbos, then fine, you can do it on Shabbos. Also, if it's on the 30th day of Nisan, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, but it's still the month of Nisan, so then there's an advantage of doing it during the month of Nisan, because like we said before, some say only in the month of Nisan. So if that's on Shabbos, you could do it then also. But like we said, really you can do it after Nisan, and really you can do it even on Shabbos. But all things being equal, it's preferable to do it not on Shabbos, but you can definitely do it on Shabbos. So the discussion, let's say you see it, but for whatever reason you didn't make the bracha. Let's say it was Shabbos and you'd wanted to wait until the weekday, or the Mekubalim have other conditions that they wait for, or for whatever reason you didn't know the bracha by heart and you couldn't. Can you make it when you see the tree a second time, or a different tree a second time? So we hold yes, the Mishnah Berurah says yes, and the reasoning is that during this whole time that it's blossoming, we still get amazed by this sight, and we get the appreciation of the fruit trees, so we're still allowed to make it, even though we did just see it recently, yesterday or last week, and now we see it for the second time. Still, if we didn't make the bracha the first time, you are allowed to make the bracha again. So the main two things I would think I need to tell you that I'm just trying to stress that people have asked me the most is, does it have to be during the month of Nisan? And we're saying that many Paiskim say it does not have to be in the month of Nisan. You could still do it in the month of Iyar. And can it be on Shabbos? The answer is yes, it can be on Shabbos, but preferably not to do it on Shabbos. But if that's the time that you're able to do it, you are allowed to say this bracha on the day of Shabbos. Now, there is such a concept that I'm sure some of you have heard from me before, because I've said it before, that people are compared to trees. It's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh, and the Sfarim tell us that the leaves of a tree are called a person's averos, and the fruit of a tree are considered the person's mitzvos. And we say that a person's averos and mitzvos have correspondence to the tree. Also, the Gemara calls an am ha'aretz an ilon srak, a barren tree. A tree that has no fruits is somebody who doesn't know any Torah and doesn't have any mitzvos. Why? What's the connection from a person to a tree? Besides that, we grow, but what's the connection of a person to a tree? And I once heard a very nice explanation that if you want a tree or a plant or a flower to grow and to strive, then it needs to have water, whether a person waters it or it rains, and it needs to have sunshine. You need to do positive acts to the tree to make it grow. But let's say you want a flower to die, or you want a plant to die, you want a tree to die, you don't care about it and you want it to die. You don't need to do anything negative to the tree. As long as you don't do anything positive to the tree or to the flower or the plant or the flower pot, whatever it is, that's enough to make it wither away and die. It doesn't need to have anything negative. As long as there's a lack of positive to it, a lack of water, a lack of sunshine, that is enough to make it die. And that is true by a person as well, spiritually. I mean, the truth is it's also by Gashmias as well, that a person needs to work and try to accomplish. Otherwise, if he just sits back, then he's not going to be accomplished. But mainly in Ruchnias, in spirituality, that's the main way. And I've mentioned before from my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, that a person always has to be working on themselves, and a person is always going up, 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 or down, down, down. A person is always going up or down. There's no such thing as status quo by a person. And if a person is working on themselves, then they're going to be going higher, whether it's in keeping the mitzvos, avoiding averos, whatever aspect of Yiddishkeit or Torah mitzvos it is, a person always has to be working on themselves. And we just celebrated the Yontif of Pesach recently, and that's what represents by the chametz and matzah. Chametz means something that's slow, and you know, we take our time, and then it has time to rise, and eventually, you know, it turns into chametz. Pesach represents the time that we don't want that. We don't have that. It has to be alacrity and energy, and matzah is baked quickly, and we have to rush b'chipazayin out of Mitzrayim, and that is how we are able to move higher and higher towards Kabbalah Satorah. That's the main reason why we left Mitzrayim in order to be makabel the Torah. That's why Hashem took us out. The Midrash says, the Rishayim tell us, and therefore a person needs to work with energy and alacrity in order to give themselves the positive energy to grow higher in Torah and mitzvahs, and otherwise they will be like a tree that just dies without any sunshine or water. And that is a person's connection to the tree, and that is part of what the Mekubalim tell us. Like we said before, the Mekubalim are very much into this bracha of the Birchas Ilanus. That is also part of the idea that a person's Maisim Tovim are compared to the fruit of a tree. Okay, everybody should have a good night.